You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Bruce is live, and he caught me making a live potential error as I build my brand, but we're all human, and I think that people understand that I was just having a little fun, Bruce. Yeah, Bruce still didn't like it. All right.
Not
all right.
So much.
All right. Well, we're back with Bruce Turkel. Bruce is here. He's teaching us how to break your brand out of the clutter that is there when everything's important, when everything's breaking news, when everything's a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe even an 11. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Now, Bruce, let's go into it a little bit more. I made a mistake. Is there a way back to help me build my brand back up?
Well, if you talk about it more, it'll cause people to go online, go back and hear what you said. So the first thing I would do is shut up. I know you're not capable of doing
Impossible.
That. And we could talk about crisis management, but I don't think it's risen to the level of crisis management.
It's not a crisis. So let's talk, a bad joke.
Let's talk. They're all bad jokes when you tell them, Jim. Let's talk instead.
Wanda?
She missed it again. There you go. You're slow on the uptake, Wanda. Let's talk again.
Then I have to wait for the perfect rhythm in between the silence.
Let's talk again about how you build your brand
Please.
In this day where everything is important. And it's quite simple. I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to know what you stand for. One thing you can communicate, one thing you can say to your consumers, one thing you can get across. But here's the hard part. I don't want this one thing to be about you. I don't want to know where you went to school. I don't want to know how many trucks you have. I don't want to know se habla español. I want to know how what you do makes my life better. So our friend Andres here, if he wanted to talk about the one thing he does is he teaches kids basketball. But the kids are not his customer. The parents are. And the one thing he does that makes their life better is he helps parents keep their kids off of screens and do better in school. And if you can stand for that one thing and you can make that paradigm shift from what you're about to what your customer cares about, and you can demonstrate why their lives are better because they do business with you, that's what it's all about.
I'll give you a great example. I do a lot of real estate, commercial real estate. I got a bunch of clients. The commercial real estate world is set up a certain way where people feel comfortable doing business in a certain way, take them outside their comfort zone. They really don't necessarily feel all that comfortable. And I have a client, the client just had a baby. Okay, client has
Mazel tov.
Yeah, exactly. Mazel tov to my client that just had a baby. In fact, they're bathing the baby for the first time right now, apparently. I don't know how that works. I didn't have kids. But in any event, and he goes, Jim, what I need from you is just to keep my life stress-free. Just handle this so I can go out and be with my wife for the next 3 months. I said, no problem. We had our first meeting. I hadn't seen him in a month. I had our first meeting right before this radio show. So the way I look at it, I'm helping that person do what they need to do, which is be with their child and handle their thing, and I'm handling their business.
And if you do it right, you become what I wrote about in the book. You become their SPOC, S-P-O-C, their single point of contact. In this whole real estate thing that they're putting together, they shouldn't have to worry about any of it. All they should worry about is calling you. And they know when I call Jim, it's taken care of. My insurance guy, Ralph Cabrera, is my SPOC. Any problem I have with insurance, I don't go back to the state of Florida. I don't check with Allstate or with Geico or Progressive or anyone. I call Ralph. And you know what he tells? Or I don't even call him. I text him. You know what he writes back?
I got it covered.
I'm on it.
Exactly.
And I know it's done.
You've used him before. He must be pretty good.
He's awesome because he is my SPOC. He's my single point of contact. I don't have to do anything. And to your point, I don't have to worry because what do I care about? I care about running my business. I care about being with my wife and kids. I care about training for a marathon. Whatever it is I care about, he allows me to go do what I want to do. So similar to your client cares about being with his new baby.
Yeah, you know, and then I just realized I came up with another thing. I got another client. That client has a whole bunch of different transactions that they're working on. They're all in different stages. They're growing their company. And they've got all these different things they're trying to take care of. And some things may slip or they don't get timing or they're up until 5 a.m. I can help. I said, look, I can help. I'll take over the financial part, whatever it is, whatever your objection is. Come, I will help with the financing. So I have become their
Spock.
Thank you.
Spock.
And I didn't even remember what it was. I read the book about a year ago now, so I forgot. I guess I got to reread the book. You know, I gave the book to my mom.
I brought you another one.
Thank you.
I have another copy in my briefcase.
My mom loves the book. I actually gave away all my copies. I don't want to even say I'm embarrassed to say that. I'm proud to say that.
I wish you'd give away more. The more that get out there, the more...
They're amazing. And you know I give your tagline every time. I'm really proud to work hard every day to maintain the clarity. I don't know if I could say purity, but all of my focus on being the person that I want to be and the brand that I want to be. And really, if you don't mind, I'll say my brand, what I think my brand is. We've talked about it. My brand is that I self-actualize by helping other people achieve their dreams. How do you like that one?
Love it.
Yeah? Yeah. And it took me a long time to really figure it out. And I was in a lot of places where I wasn't able to really execute my brand. And so I created a circumstance where I'd be able to do that. And isn't that what it's all about? About getting your message out, about getting your message above the fray, is to get yourself in a position where you can project your image and be yourself and make sure that resonates in the community in a way that activates them. Wow. Thank you, Wanda. That was better than the five. Was that like an epiphany sound?
Yes, that's my angel's chorus.
Thank you. How did I do? Did I kind of nail it?
Yeah, that was beautiful. You left out one part. You left out the consumer. You're doing all these things to actualize yourself and getting the message out, but you have to do it in a way that demonstrates why you matter to somebody else. Because otherwise, it's like being on a bad date. What do you think of this? I did this, and then I did this, and I went to school here, and if you're only going to self-actualize, nobody's going to pay attention. But if you demonstrate how what you do makes their lives better, makes their businesses better, they will respond the way you want them to.
Yeah, and I'm getting to the point where that's happening more and more because I'm on my own. I'm successfully closing transactions for other people. I'm solving their problems. Their problems are complex. Wow. It's just really wild. It's really wild. When you start to think about it, it really is. And I know traffic's out there and we've got a little dead air here, but I'm kind of thinking things through. And I hope that other people are sitting there and thinking about what they do and the way that they interact with people. And there's a lot of different customers out there. It's not just in business. It's also in your personal life, too, where this can be effective. No,
well, of course, any interpersonal relationship, because in the best business relationships, of course, you have a relationship with the folks you're doing business with. It's not simply about dollars and cents. It's again about making their lives better. One of the things you can strive for is say, look, what I do, my job is to add value. Not my job professionally only, but my job on this planet is to add value. I'm here to make my clients' lives better. I am here to make my family's lives better. I'm here to make my wife's life better, my kids, my neighbors, my community. And you can stretch it out as far as you want. You can apply it to whatever organizations you're in. You can apply it to whatever religious groups you belong to, whatever affinity groups you belong to. In Andres's case, he's here not only to make his own life better, but he's also here to make the lives of the kids who are in his program better. He started this whole business really to help his mother. And so he's here to make her life better. If we all do that, then the brand multiplies, and more importantly, the value and the effect of the brand multiplies.
Well, really, thank you, Wanda.
So beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you. It was. Well, you know, I really think that is sort of why I'm here and what I do. I mentor a lot of young folks from that are looking to get jobs in town. I help them get jobs. I feel good when I do that. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. Why shouldn't you get pleasure from it? But more importantly, you make their lives better. You pass it on. You pay it forward. All of those lines. We've heard them all. We've read the greeting cards. We don't have to get sappy. The point is that by adding value, you make it better for everyone. And it's like throwing a pebble in a pond. The ripples extend outward. And they continue to extend outwards to places that you never see what happens because the pebble's already gone. But the ripples are still moving outward and things are still happening.
You're terrific. How do I find out about getting you to speak at my event?
oh, well, if you like me to speak at your event, or more importantly, the people listening want me to speak at their event, that's what I'd really like. It's real easy. My website is my name, Bruce Turkell, BruceTurkell.com, BruceTurkell.com. You can see my talks. You can see my TED Talk. You can see my books. My blog comes out every week. You can sign up for the blog. I write about this stuff. And you can send me an email because there's a contact sheet right there, BruceTurkell.com. Easy as can be.
So you're helping your community get in touch with you and benefiting. No.
You're helping, Mike, your community get in touch with me. So you see,
you're
paying it forward.
I love this. You know, Bruce, you really are a great asset in our community. The reason I put you on is because I have fun, but it's also because I get great comments from the community. Then they pick up on your tips. It's stuff that really gets retweeted and liked and more than that on our social media. So I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's my absolute pleasure. And we've got about a minute left. So why don't you take that minute and brand yourself?
Well, I'd rather take that minute and brand my buddy Andres right here,
because high
some
five.
People
I
might have tuned in since I started talking. Andres Cardona is the CEO and founder of the Elite Basketball Academy. They have three facilities, three programs in Dade County. Kids, it's the place to learn how to play basketball, do better in school, make friends, and have fun. Parents, it's the way to keep your kids off screens, doing something that's healthy, something that's good for them. And Andres is going to lean over to the microphone right now and tell you how to get in touch with him.
Yes, guys, please visit us on Instagram at Elite Basketball Miami. If you Google Elite Basketball Academy, we are the first ones to pop up. You can read our reviews and also Google us and look for us on Facebook.
And you're from Miami. You're a Miami original, right?
Born and raised.
All right. That's where I'm going to leave it. I was too. Okay, so we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about the medical marijuana industry and its expansion here in South Florida. So stick with us. Tomorrow's 420. That's an important date for them. We'll find out why. The fishing is great. We're coming in loaded because we're on our base.